Y'all listening to the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show, and I'm your host, Victory, BX Supreme Promoter, basically. Basically. Yo, I got a music producer right here representing Philadelphia, my man, D the Controller. But before I present my brother real quick, yo, anybody that liked this episode of the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show, listen, I appreciate if anybody could follow me on Instagram. I got two Instagram accounts, Grind Ethics Media at Instagram. Also, you could follow me at Grind Ethics Mixtape Show at Instagram. Also, hit me up on YouTube. Subscribe to me on YouTube, Grind Ethics on YouTube, and I'll subscribe to you back. And if you're a business owner or artist, not only I'll subscribe to you back, but I'll promote your business 3 days, for 3 days on Instagram. No money involved, straight bartering. Know what I'm saying? Also, I'll be very appreciative or grateful if anybody could hit me off with a okay donation, a good donation, whatever. When I say good donation, I don't mean hit me off with $1,000 or your whole bank account. Hit me off whatever you want, you know? The link is Grind Ethics Cash App. That's Grind Ethics Cash App. Anyway, I'm here with my brother, D the Controller. What's going on, brother?
What's good, bro? What's good?
Yeah, I'm building, man. I'm here in the Bronx, BX. You know what I mean? It's funny. I was interviewing another brother from Philadelphia. I forgot his name. He's a rap artist. He was telling me a little bit about the culture of Philly. I kind of knew the culture of Philly. Like, we was talking about how Philadelphia and Pittsburgh are like two different worlds. That's why I be forgetting that y'all two are in the same state.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy how y'all could be like so close yet so different.
Yeah, but Philly has more of a vibe like a New York vibe. Philly and New York has a lot in common compared to Philly and Pittsburgh. That's crazy. But who was your favorite music producers, NMCs, growing up? I don't mean to put you in a hip-hop box, but...
It's cool. I mean, it makes sense. My favorite producers... Well, my number one favorite producer is No ID.
Okay.
He's the one that basically put Kanye on.
He's from Philly?
No, he's from Chicago.
No, I'm talking about Philly producers.
Oh, Philly producers. Honestly, I don't really know any Philly producers like that, man. Surprisingly.
Well, you got Jazzy Jeff.
You do have Jazzy Jeff. I mean, but Jazzy Jeff isn't really he cool. Don't get me wrong. Like, that's not really in my realm of, like, producers that I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, not knocking his production, but at the same time, like, that's not really when I think of producers, I don't know, that's crazy. I don't really think about a lot.
Because you know why? Jazzy Jeff, he's not too known as a music producer. He's more known as a DJ.
Right, exactly.
Especially, he's known as a legendary DJ in Philly and in the culture in general. But to tell you the truth, I never heard one song from DJ Jazzy Jeff. I never heard not even one song.
Well, you know, him and Will was going crazy too.
So. Oh, but then again, he did do some joints for Will Smith, basically.
Yeah, he did Summertime, didn't he?
Okay, did he? I gotta look that up. Maybe he did.
He did Summertime. I need to double check that too. Let me double check my facts.
Maybe he did. But Jazzy's not really known to be a music producer. But he definitely did his thing for a long time as far as producing.
Amen.
But how long you been doing your thing as far as music production?
Honestly, I've been on and off for like 14 years. But I just didn't really get into it until like heavy as I'm doing now. So about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And it all started like I started making beats on and off, man. But I wasn't really feeling where I was, You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, these beats are just, when I compare them to, like, other beats that I like, I like, man, this ain't for me, yo. Like, so throughout the, you know, the 10-year reign of doing it and falling off, I was like, you know what, man, I'm done. Like, I'm selling my stuff, man, getting rid of everything. And I was like, man, this is just going to the wayside, yo. This not going to be my craft. And when I got my new job, one of my supervisors was like, yo, man, like, you know, X and X supervisor rap. So I'm like, oh, word. So I started talking with him, busting it up with him. And he was like, yo, just let me hear something. And mind you, well, prior to this, I ain't make a beat in, like, probably a year and some change, maybe 2 years. So I made a beat for him just so he could hear it. He was like, yo, that joint crazy. That joint crazy. I was like, oh, word. You know what I mean? Once somebody started liking your stuff, it kind of amp you up a little bit to be like, hold up. So I literally just started making beats so that he could hear them. You know what I mean? Just making beats just so he could listen, because he's, like I said, he rap too. So I was just like, you know what I mean? Just because you enjoy him. You know what I mean? I never lost my love for music. I just got to a point where I felt as though I wasn't good enough to do it. So I just started making beats for him. And then he was like, yo, you should throw this stuff out, man. Put this stuff out there. And I'm like, you know, we'll see. So I started throwing it up on Instagram. This is when I had like 600 or not even 600. I think I had like 300 followers or something like that. So I'm like, man, I ain't really got the crowd for music. I said, you know, I'm just going to start throwing them up there. And that's when, like, Instagram was only like, what, 15, 20 seconds or something like that, 10 seconds. But I throw them up there just because I just like, you know what I mean, why not? We'll see what happens. So time went on, started catching that little wave, and I was like, hold up, yo, this song kind of working. And then from there, I went from making beats for him to making beats just on Instagram, and then I started doing it just for the simple fact that, like, Instagram just constantly replays your stuff. Like, once, you know, like, a little 15 seconds of that minute passes, it just restarts. So I started using Instagram as, like, my media player, just so I can hear my beat on repeat, versus, like, doing the obvious way of, like, making an MP3 or a wave. Having it, like, you know what I mean, in the vault. But I made Instagram like my media player. And then from there on, I kept wanting to hear more tracks on my media player. So I just posted more and more on Instagram. And then from there, it just started to just take off. Just opportunities with beat battles and just working with different artists, different YouTube channels, and, you know, and the like. So, yeah, bro. So you brought me all the way to where I'm at now.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, man.
I use Instagram too, but Instagram be hating on me. They be taking away my lives. That's what me and you are not on live right now. We supposed to be on live right now, but I got two Instagram accounts, and Instagram be taking away both of my lives when I'm about to do an interview. And when I don't need it, all of a sudden I see it. I think they just don't want me to succeed. And plus, the motherfucking robots be hating on me. They're programmed to hate on a nigga. Like, the robots don't even be sharing my shit like that.
Word. Man, you know, one thing for me with the robots, I do my best to stay away from the robots, man. Because I feel like, to me, like, it takes away from the authenticity of the craft. I'm like, I feel like, just work your way up, man. Like, work your way up. Like, and that's one thing with me, when I was doing my stuff like that, like, I mean, I may use, like, the Instagram promotion, but I was like, yo, I can't go the bot route. Because to me, them joints be like, yo, this stuff is dope. I'm this, I'm that, come check me out. And it's like, yo, this don't even feel, like, authentic. It doesn't even feel real to me. So I'm like, for me, like, I'd rather personally respond to every single comment.
No, I'm not talking about those type of robots. You talking about the message robots.
Yeah, you're talking about the...
the algorithm.
The algorithm.
Yeah, the motherfuckers that be... The robots that's supposed to share your stuff whenever... You're kind of trending, because you don't have to be a celebrity to be trending. You just have to have people vouch for you and by sharing and posting or commenting or whatever, or liking or whatever.
My bad. I said completely wrong. Then. Yeah.
Not so good. And then the robots, they have a tendency to share your stuff. But lately, the robots haven't been sharing my stuff like that as much as they used to.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. about that, bro.
Yeah, they just be hating on me. They just be hating on me. So what's your, as far as production, what's your weapon of choice?
My weapon of choice, man. I'm rocking with the first machine, the MK1, I guess, if you're waiting to put it. It's the first machine that they came out with. I haven't upgraded in like 10 years. So I've been rocking with this man since, what was that, 10 years now? So I would say 2012 or 2010. I've been rocking with this young man, and I've just been upgrading from there. But machine is like my number one choice. And then moved over to my Korg, the MIDI keyboard, the MIDI log. And then I just added the SP404SX. And that's been like the glue to it all, man.
Yo, I got to get me one of those. Not to cut you off, I got to get me an SP404. That shit's hot.
The glue. And for me, it's like, I love that vinyl swim, man. And it just creates this warmth for this, like, this, you know, that lo-fi feel. But at the same time, like, grittiness. Like, it just glues everything together for myself. It was a perfect choice. Perfect box.
Definitely. How you feel, even though we live in a digital era, and almost everybody's using, well, in the mainstream music world, a lot of people use the fucking software, beat making programs, whatever. But in our culture, in the beat making culture, beat makers are still embracing and still using analog, the hardware machines, like you said, the SP-404. You got different shit. You got different new NPCs that's coming out. NPCs haven't stopped. Ekai haven't stopped making actual physical NPC machines since it started, really. You know what I mean? Since what? I would say the early 80s, since NPC started. how you feel, even though the music is kind of whack, popular music is whack, but producers are still... But the beat making world is still showing love to analog.
I feel like, you ever see, what was it, Judge Dredd? No, Demolition Man. You know how, like, above everything was all, like, super, you know, like, for lack of better words, up to date?
Yeah.
It was like, you know what I mean? They driving the futuristic cars and, like, boy went to the bathroom and had like the 3 seashells, so he had to learn how to use the bathroom different. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, that's just the way the world works. It's just going to keep moving forward. But then it was a time when he went underground and you had the rat burgers. You had like cars with gas. You know what I mean?
The rat burgers. Like,
you had like that often for us, I guess, like that authenticity of like, yo, man, this is how it used to be. Like, this is a certain lifestyles, a certain cultures, a certain sound. Just the things that you even hear from like underground, that underground world compared to like the world that was above. It's just two different things. So for me, it's not really like the understanding that things evolved. But at the same time, like, I feel like the sound today just doesn't have the sound of before. And that's okay. But for me, like, I feel like, it's where it started, you know what I mean, with the beat machines, with the, you know, the NPCs and the Akai's and all that stuff like that. Now, like, I like the digital and analog, like, mix.
Yeah, but the digital analog mix is cool, but straight digital?
Like, the synths and the stuff, it's nice, but I know from, it's to me, it takes away, yo, it takes away from, like, that, you just, like, you know what I mean, you snatch that, that drum from that vinyl got that crack to it. You know what I mean? Like that sizzle to it. Like, it, the new music don't have that. It's very clean and it's somewhat, I don't want to say basic is a bad thing, but it's very, it seems easy, even though it's really not. Like, if you go from an analog to try and go to like the digital sound, like, it's like difficult for me to make a trap beat, bro.
For real? You talking about like on Fruity Loops and shit?
Yeah, but like, if I try to make a trap beat, it's like, to me, it just doesn't sound right. Not saying that I can't do it, but I'm just saying, like, it doesn't feel right for me, it doesn't sound right to me. And I feel like it's like, that's what I'm going to do. where, like, I'll make a track. Somebody be like, yo, that's fire. He's like, yo, that's too easy. Like, I literally grab, like, a, you know what I mean, like a heart, like a kick, you know what I mean, like a sub-kick type thing, throw an 808 on there, some hi-hat, and a little floop loop or something like that. I'm like, yo, that joint is crazy. I'm like, what? I'm like, yo, that joint took, like, 5 minutes. So, to me, it sounds whack, but to other people, it sounds high. But if I had to sit there and make, you know what I mean, chop sample, make sure that tone is right, make sure, like, you know what I mean, like, because I consider myself an influencer. Like, I'm horrible with melodies. You can ask my, like, my homies. Like, I'm like, yo, I can't. When it comes to, like, thinking of a melody, sometimes it's difficult for me to do it because maybe I'm thinking, like, I'm too complicated with it in my head. If I hear a sample, I can, now I have that melody, so now I can manipulate. Like, I consider myself an influencer. So I'm like, yeah, I can influence the track to make it do what I want based on what I have versus more so creating something. Like, that's, like, drums and bass lines, that's cool, but when it comes to just, like, a strong lead and stuff like that, I'm like, ah, I can't do it. So, for me, it's just like new age music, man, it just doesn't have that grittiness, man.
It don't have that grittiness. Even, I was talking to my man Bowser, who's also a producer. Big shout out to Dr. Bowser. We was talking about even, like, you compare rap music, today's popular rap, not all, because, you know, all new rap music is not whack. Big shout out to Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Childish Gambino. You know, my man Sean, YG, whoever. But but you look at the popular rap music, what they call trap music today or whatever, and some of the drill music. This shit is not that hard. This shit is really not hard, really, musically. And if you compare the New Jack Swing era, which is an R&B era, and you compare some of Michael Jackson's joints, it's way harder than trap music. If you really listen to it. Listen, yo, after this show, listen to Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson. Beat It. Almost every Michael Jackson song is harder than almost every trap music song, really. Well, all the trap music, all the popular trap music songs. Really, if you think about it, I'm like, how can a pop song / R&B song or songs be more harder than rap songs?
Yeah, man. And the thing, though, and I always think about it.
But it goes back to what you were saying, not to cut you off. It goes back to what you were saying. The analog is that oomph, it's that warmth. That's why it's harder.
Yeah, man. That basically, that's where I was going with it. It's just a different sound. It's a different sound, bro.
Listen, I might listen to some Dirty Diana after this shit. Dirty
Diana after that
but as a music... But you, I'm sorry, you was about to say?
No, go. You good.
But as a music producer, you could sample of them joints. You could sample of them hard R&B pop songs and do damage with the shit. And you could rap over it. But not to put myself in a rap box. I hate it. Because I hate it when people put me in a hip-hop box, even though I'm from the Bronx and whatnot. But sometimes I put myself in the hip-hop box. But yeah. But you could really do damage with them samples, with them songs, though.
Right, exactly.
Let me ask you a question as a beat maker. Because I know you listen to old school stuff.
Right, right.
And not just old school. It could be old school or new school song. Have you ever listened to any type of song, whether it's old school, new school, or middle school, and you was like, damn, I wish I made that song?
I wish I made Death by Auto-Tune with okay. Jay-Z, y'all.
Alright.
I wish I made that track. I wish I made Two Words with Kanye, Mos Def, and Freeway. I wish I made what other tracks I wish I made? Man, I even heard one of them on the Instagram cats. I think his name is Bob Goldcat Wave or something like that. Like he took Game of Thrones and do like some hard 808s on that joint. But then he used in Paris as the vocals on it, and that joint was crazy. So it's like, for me, it's not even like even just big name people that I wish I made beats from. There's a lot of people I even follow on the gram that I'm like, damn, I wish I made that beat. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, yo. But that's just the name of a few. But yeah, it's a lot of beats out here. I'm like, yo, I wish I made that.
Yeah, I wish I made a G thing by Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Dogg. At one point, I was obsessed. I had to listen to that song every single day. Every single day, because that song right there is just genius. It's just genius.
Yeah, man.
Also, I wish I made, what's that song from Total? Can You See? I wish I made that joint. Rest in peace to Big Papa.
There's some bangers out there, man. I wish I made Big Daddy Kane, Ain't No Half Stepping, man.
Ain't No Half Stepping.
That thing is a whole move, bro. It's like you just bouncing with that joint. Like, your day is instantly a good day, like, when you hear that track.
Yo, you know when you hear that joint, right? That joint you were talking about with Big Daddy Kane. In the middle of the song, you think the shit's over, then it comes back.
That dude, man, that track just puts a smile on my face, man. It's just like, yo, track is wild.
Yeah, definitely. Talk about you say you participated in some beat making battles, right?
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
Well, my first one ever was iStandard. And I think, like, I have to give a shout out to iStandard. When I did that beat battle, it kind of changed the way I did beats forever. Because, like, I went there, and that was actually my first beat battle. I don't know why I got this email, like, hey, what's up? This is, iStandard. We got a beat battle going on down in Philly, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, baby, let me try it out, see what happens. I get out there, and it's a crowd. You know what I mean? That's back when it was COVID-free. You know what I mean? There's a little crowd out there. I'm like, yo, this is wild. Like, I feel like a little, like, mini Eminem right now going to get some cats. And it's just like, you know what? All right, so, and I went first. And I feel like in situations like this, I'm always going first, you know? Like, just in any, like, random situation. So, ended up going first, and I was just like, all right. You know what I mean? Like, either this track that I just play for myself on a regular, so it ain't really nothing different up here. You know what I mean? Bro, and then from there, ended up coming in third place, which shot me down to Atlanta to be in, like, this huge beat battle down there. It's like the best of the best. All the first, second, and third go down there. And it's like a seminar and everything, but you just do when it's this huge beat battle, and it's like, you hear your stuff through, like, the speakers now, you know what I mean? Like, you go over in, like, your home studio, you know, in the club. And then you're about to hear your stuff for what it really is. So I go up there, you know what I mean? I play my track and everything compared to the other dude that played his track. I'm listening to his track. His track literally sounds like it's beating my track down, you know? Like, it's just doing all kinds of, like, theatrics, man. And I'm sitting here like, what the heck is going on? You know what I mean? I'm thinking like a regular beat battle is like, you just play the hottest beat that you like, and then they go from there. But no, it's actually like a certain, like, mechanical way to attack somebody through beats. And I didn't realize that, man. So I lost in the first round, like, out. And I was expecting to go to at least, like, third. So first round, I'm, like, out. And I'm just like, dang, yo, that thing hurt. That thing hurt. Like, damn, like, shoot. So from there, just like going to each and every battle and just listening to these beats, just showed me like, yo, like, beats need more characteristic, beats need more this. Like, for me, I'm a very simple dude when it comes to making beats. But with those beat battles, it's like, it taught me like, yo, like, there's just a different way you need to keep people interested with your tracks. You know what I mean? Like, don't lose yourself in it, but at the same time, work on your sound to get to a place where it's even doper than it was before. So from there, I did that beat battle. I did, like, you know, the Ski Beats beat battle where I came in second place in the recent one that just came past. It was Volume 3, or the Volume 3 one. And it's just, like, I just continue to make beats, man. Like, from that beat battle, just taught me, like, yo, strive to be better. Strive to do something different. Strive to be dope. And if your sound sounds like somebody else's, it's not, because it's not them. You know what I mean? So just keep going. So then, now I got a beat battle actually coming up October 3rd. That's going to be live on Instagram through Spacebar Recording.
Yo, you got to hit me off. You got to hit me. DM me the link so I could check it out, because, you know, I'm trying to judge. I'll be getting at some of these event promoters or whatever, these people that throw showcases or battles. I'm really trying to judge or either host some beat battles. I mean, just to get my name out in the world. So let me know, man.
Yeah, man. I'm going to shoot you that right after this. Yeah, that's happening October 3rd at 8 o'clock. So that's going to be a dope vibe as well. And it's like, for me now, I'm on the same thing. I'm just trying to just put myself out there and just do as much as I can. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I was excited about this interview. And it's just like, it's just more time to be like, yo, now it's time for y'all, like, to really see, you know what I mean? And just be more out there, for lack of better words. You know what I mean? Just be more out there with this music stuff, man, and put the character behind the beat. So it's going though, man. So I love the beat battles though, man, because it always gives you a chance to hear another sound. To hear, like, if you feel as though you're better, you know what I mean, like, compared to, like, yo, my tracks will actually hold their ground. You know what I mean? I feel like it's always a learning experience that any beat battle that you go to. So I love them though. They you get a lot of emotions going to a beat battle, bro.
Wow. I never seen a beat battle where niggas look like they're about to fight each other. That's the type of beat battle I want to see. For real. No, you know what it is? Because I beat, like I was telling my other man that was producing, that I was interviewing. I always thought that DJ battles and beat battles was just like that scene from Juice. Remember that scene from Juice when Q was battling that dude at the venue? I thought it was always like that. But I never seen a DJ battle, and I never seen a beat battle where niggas look like they're about to eat each other's kids. You know, I never seen that shit.
Hey, man. I feel like it's a little different, you know what I mean? Because ain't nobody, you can't get too personal in a beat battle compared to, you know what I mean, a rap battle. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna get cats to speak on the mic and talk shit to each other before they get on the mic, before they get on the beats.
Man, I was your mom's last night, cuz.
Word, man.
Drop and go from there.
So, do you work with any type of artists?
Right now, actually, today, I just released. I like that you said, like, yo, I don't like putting people in boxes, because for me, like, I know my boxes, but I'm not in just one box. Like, I really like house music, yo.
Oh, I love house music. You fuck with South African house music?
I mean, like, for me, I just jump around. I'm
okay.
New age stuff, man. I'm on, like,
I gotta DM you some South African house music so you could get your nerd shit up. You gotta get your geek shit. See, as a nerd, you can't just jump around. You gotta know the names. You gotta know the songs. I'm gonna send you my man from South Africa. Well, I don't know him. His name is, he's like the famous DJ / producer out there in South Africa. His name is K Prince.
Okay.
K Prince.
Okay, Prince.
No, KB Prince. KB Prince. He's hot out there.
Oh, wow.
And then you got who else you have as
now,
far as
you got Kate Renata.
Black Coffee.
Black Coffee.
You gotta get up on Black Coffee. He's the biggest. He's like almost an OG in the house music game.
Black Coffee,
yep. He's another South African brother. And you have, who else you have? Who's that dude? Damn, I forgot his name. Anyway, yeah. Bob, yeah, but house music is the shit, though. House music is the shit.
Yeah, man. So I just actually, we just dropped me and my homie Energy. She just dropped the me and her just put a little collab that fell today. So that's on YouTube and Apple Music right now, but later on, it's gonna be on Spotify and all the other good stuff. But yeah, man, go peep that track. It's called You and I. Track is a house track, man. It's a vibe, bro. It's our collabs are always great too, man. So, but yeah, if y'all want to check her out, she's IAMENERJY. I am energy. That's our Instagram, man. She's a beast. She's a beast, yo. Love working with her, man.
Yeah, definitely. What other genres that you fuck with or that you listen to?
A genre that I love, man, is actually some traditional Chinese music, bro.
Okay.
So, yeah, I love traditional Chinese music, man. I always say house, hip hop, of course. I listen to. I listen to a lot of lo-fi beats too, man. I love listening to instrumentals.
Okay.
But sometimes I just throw on some lo-fi drums. You know, like the lo-fi chick on YouTube. I'll be like turning the pages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anime drums. Like those type of tracks. What else I listen to, man? And then like, every now and then I throw on some Spanish music, like the old school, like love songs, you know what I mean? Like the bachatas. Like,
oh, the salsa, bachata.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like the slow zone, I think My Medicine, yeah, more or something like that is this one track. It's just like this old school feel. But yeah, then I'm also Jamaican, so like I listen to a lot of reggae music.
What about ska music? You know about ska music. You Jamaican.
I know about ska music, but I stick to the classics, man. I'm sticking to like the, you know, the Barris. I'm sticking to, of course, the Bobs, Glenn Washington, you know, Gregory Isaac. All that, man, like the old school dudes, and I just sit and just, you know, Budger even, just rock, I like a lot of reggae music, man. I'm surprised, like, I don't do it more in my production, as much reggae music that I really listen to. But yeah, so that's basically, like, where a lot of my music genres lie. Like, I don't really listen to a lot of R&B like that.
Okay. R&B is really dying, man.
It's interesting. I don't know where it's going. I don't know where
you're going. Yo, let me tell you something about R&B, because, you know, you already know, I be reviewing artists, interviewing artists, whatever, and I be looking at Instagram, I be looking at YouTube, I be looking at Twitter, and I be looking at I be trying to look for just plain independent R&B singers, R&B artists, and I'm like, rappers, you know, rappers come a dime a dozen, you find old types of rappers, whack rappers, good rappers, trap music rappers, boom bap rappers, weirdo rappers, whatever. But R&B singers, it's hard to look for independent R&B singers on social media. It's hard. Like, what the fuck?
Cause you got this like R&B and like R&B trap type of situation.
Oh, I hate that shit, dog. I hate that shit, bro.
It's like I don't know the difference. You know what I mean? I'm like. Like, when I listen to 112, I mean, I know the difference between, like, 112 and, like, I don't even know. It's not even groups like that no more either. So, it's like, it's just a totally different switch. I don't know,
man. But anyway, brother, thank you for being on the Grind This Mixtape Show. Before you leave, let people know where they can reach you at.
Yeah, man. That's, like I said, D the Controller. You can reach me at DDACONTROLLR. No E in that. So D the Controller. DDACONTROLLR. That's on Instagram. Got a few things on SoundCloud. Same thing. Actually, no, my bad. That's my other name, too. Actually, my Instagram is DDACTRLR. I forgot I changed it. That's my old Instagram. Once again, that's DDACRTLR. That's my new ad name. But yeah, I'm on Instagram, man. A lot of my stuff is on Instagram. Like I said, just dropped the track today, You and I. You can hear that on YouTube and Apple Music now. We'll be out on Spotify and everything a little later on this week. Also got a beat battle coming up October 3rd. That's at Space Bar Recording.
October 3rd. I think I'm doing an interview job on the 3rd. It's a Friday, right? Oh, Saturday. Okay, then my bad. Nah. I could look at it. You just got to remind me, DM me the joint so I'll look at it.
Yeah, I got you. That's coming out Saturday, man. So, yeah, but I got a few stuff on Spotify, too. Got another house track on there. So that's two house tracks up for people.
Yeah, DM me the house tracks, too, because you know I love house music.
So I got y'all on that, and yeah.
Okay.
Website coming soon, so... stay tuned. You know what I mean? We'll have some beats up there that we can easy for purchase. Yeah, man. That's it.
Definitely, brother. Thank you for being on the show once again, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
Peace.
All right.
Yeah. That was my brother, music producer, D the Controller. Or anybody that liked this episode of the Grind Ethics Mixtape Show, once again, follow me on both of my Grind Ethics accounts, Grind Ethics Media at Instagram, and also Grind Ethics Mixtape Show at Instagram. And if you definitely like this episode, listen, I'll be very grateful if anyone could bless me with a small donation. My link is Grind Ethics Cash App. That's Grind Ethics Cash App. And I'm out, folks. Basically, and remember, tell a friend to tell a friend, that is all about the motherfucking grind. Baby.